Graphic video, Texas auto dealer beaten with crowbar by alleged armed robber. By Bob Price on May 8, 2021. Houston, Texas. A Texas auto dealer is recovering from injuries sustained during an invasion-style robbery captured on security camera video. Houston police are searching for the alleged robber who was seen forcing his way into the victim's South Houston used car office. The suspect is seen assaulting the owner with a crowbar and pistol. Surveillance video released by Houston police officials shows the owner of an auto sales lot being attacked after a large black man armed with a pistol and crowbar forces his way into the business's office on Tuesday morning, Fox 26 Houston reported. The video shows the man forcing his way into the office and holding a gun to the 68-year-old businessman's head. The owner attempts to run out of the office, but the alleged assailant is seen pulling him back inside. A fight ensues and the attacker is seen striking the elderly man multiple times in the head with a crowbar. Later in the video, it appears the alleged robber tied the owner's hands behind his back. He then appears to drag the man by his feet from room to room looking for money, investigators reported. The attacker gives up the search for money and reportedly steals the owner's wallet before leaving. Houston police investigators are seeking the public's help in identifying the suspect. They describe the man as being 6 feet tall, approximately 40 to 45 years of age, with a muscular build. He is estimated to weigh between 200 and 220 pounds, the Houston Fox affiliate reported. The suspected robber was last seen wearing an orange shirt, blue jeans, and black square-tip boots. The victim, identified as Oscar Atape, told Fox 26 he was grateful to have survived the attack. He said the blessing was that his wife was not there at the time of the attack. Fox reported the man's family is offering a $10,000 reward for the suspect. Houston Crime Stoppers is also offering a reward of up to $5,000 for information leading to the charging and arrest of the suspect, ABC 13 reported.